California residents to be evacuated. Fires have struck the area for the fourth consecutive year, and officials worry the dry conditions will make it a very tough fire season. The Supreme Court has ruled against a California law that required medically licensed pregnancy centers to tell women where to get free and low-cost abortions. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The narrow 5-4 decision means California lawmakers cannot override the First Amendment with government-mandated speech. Travis Weber, the Family Research Council, calls it a victory, but is surprised by the 5-4 decision.
This is definitely a victory for pro-life and free speech, but it is troubling that it's this narrow. It should not be this narrow. We should have every member of the court agreeing that no one should be forced to speak a message against their beliefs.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Charlie Jones. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 6 weeks and my sleep has improved drastically. So what are you waiting for? When are you going to jump on board and begin to experience the kind of restorative sleep that you need in your life? And if you're waiting for a better offer, here it is. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Take advantage of the MyPillow 2-pack offer. Two premium MyPillows for one low price plus free shipping right to your door. Just go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, and you'll get two premium MyPillows for one low price plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 2-pack special, promo code USA.
Buzz Aldrin has filed a lawsuit against two of his children and a former business manager in an effort to retain control of his finances, business affairs, and legacy. The lawsuit alleges that Aldrin is in cognitive decline, but he thinks otherwise.
I'm feeling younger and more energetic, really, than I really have ever been in my life. There's less confusion and more clarity.
Aldrin also talks about how at one time he trusted his two children and former business manager.
I learned at West Point in the military and at NASA to trust people. I trust people too much. I'll admit that.
Aldrin did undergo a competency exam, which he passed with flying colors. The lawsuit also says that his son transferred $500,000 out of Aldrin's account into his son's personal account. Aldrin does say, though, family is still family.
It's the saddest thing that's ever happened in my family. But as I've seen, family is forever, and I will forever be trying to patch it up.
That audio courtesy of ABC News. And finally, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee alleged yesterday that the owner of the restaurant who refused service to his daughter, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, actually ended up following her to another family restaurant across the street and causing a scene. According to the former governor, the owner of the restaurant in Lexington, Virginia, proceeded to yell and follow Huckabee Sanders as she was leaving and going to a different restaurant across the street. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent. If you are a spouse or a USAA member, you can get a reward of between $350 and $6,000 when you buy or sell your next home. This also applies to the children and grandchildren of current USAA members. Call Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker to learn more. He can be reached at 908-238-0118. That's 908-238-0118.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. Hoo-wah! I really think the North Korean peace deal will work, and I'll tell you why. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Thank you for joining us. Joining me at the 50 caliber microphone today is co-host Air Force vet Josh Lang. What's going on, Josh?
Well, I think you're right, Colonel. It's not much of a choice when you give a dictator the option between prosperity with improved relations of the world's biggest superpower and seemingly total annihilation. At least with our current administration, I too predict the North Koreans will be quite compliant.
Hey, that's good to hear. Hoo-ah. Marine vet Skip Coriel is here wearing a smirk. We'll hear from him when he shares the Armed America Report. and our new Frontlines of Freedom contributor, Samantha Rose, is with us today. Here's what we have for you on today's show. On news and comment by the Colonel, I'm going to suggest there's a very, very good chance that the peace deal with North Korea will work, and quickly. Dan Perkins has created a Songs and Stories for Soldiers. You're really going to like this program. Then we're going to meet Mark Stidham. He and his wife have created a business that, among other things, makes and promotes patriotic clothing, and the 4th of July is getting near. Next, we'll get a report on a recent convention for military veterans who are in college. I know a number of these folks, and they're really interesting and not your typical college student. And then, after I've given you my opinion on why I think the Korean peace deal will go well, I've asked Steve Mosier to join us. He's a real expert on China, and he'll give us his evaluation of the North Korean deal. I hope he agrees with me at least a little bit. Hey, troops, please invite your friends to join us at this time on this great radio station. I'd appreciate it if you would go to frontlinesoffreedom.com and sign up for our free e-newsletter, and then join the conversation at facebook.com/frontlinesoffreedom. We do welcome your input to this show. Send me your ideas and comments through our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com, or on Facebook. Now it's time for news and comment by the Colonel on Frontlines of Freedom. First, the news. What's first, Josh?
Moscow criticized Norway's plans to ask Washington to double the number of U.S. troops stationed in the Scandinavian country and to deploy them closer to their border with Russia. The plans cause us serious concern, Russia's embassy in Norway wrote on its Facebook page. Before joining NATO in 1949, Norway allayed Russian fears by pledging not to open its territory to foreign combat troops, so long as it was not attacked or threatened with attack. The Russian embassy wrote further, "The stationing of U.S. troops in Norway contravenes the Norwegian decision from 1949. This makes Norway less predictable, can stoke tensions, incite an arms race, and lead to a destabilization of the situation in Northern Europe." But the Pentagon said Russia has no grounds for concern. A Pentagon spokesman said, quote, "Norwegian and allied forces are training to defend Norway's territory and pose no threat to Russia," end quote, and added that the U.S. presence complied with Norway's policy on the stationing of foreign troops. Oslo's announcement came after nine nations along NATO's eastern flank called for the alliance last week to bolster its presence in the region. Since last year, 330 U.S. Marines have been deployed on rotation in the center of Norway, despite loud protests from Russia. Oslo now wants to boost the troop numbers to 700 and station them further north. NATO beefed up defenses in Central and Eastern Europe in response to growing fears about Russia, following Moscow's annexation of Crimea in 2014. Norway has insisted that it is respecting its 1949 commitment, noting that the troop presence is not permanent, but rotational. But Moscow rejected that argument, saying, quote, "Even if the actual people are rotated, the stationing is continuous," end quote.
Russia is indeed acting as a bully. They are apparently hoping that the NATO allies will not oppose them. We'll see how much the NATO allies really want to impress Russia when we see how much they increase their military budgets.
A U.S. drone strike in northeastern Kunar province killed Pakistan Taliban chief Mullah Fazlullah, the insurgent leader who ordered the assassination of Nobel Peace Prize winner Malala Yousafzai, according to an Afghan Defense Ministry spokesman. According to U.S. Forces Afghanistan, the U.S. carried out a counterterrorism strike in the border region between Afghanistan and Pakistan, targeting a senior leader of a designated terrorist organization. The attack took place near the border in Marawara district. Yousafzai survived the assassination attempt in 2012. Fazlullah had ordered her killing for promoting girls' education. Yousafzai returned to her hometown earlier this year, opening a school funded by a charity she established to promote girls' education globally. She has often said that Fazlullah's attempt to silence her backfired, and instead, he amplified her voice around the world. A ruthless leader, Fazlullah ordered the bombing and beheadings of dozens of opponents when his band of insurgents controlled Pakistan's Swat Valley from 2007 until a massive military operation routed them in 2009. Fazlullah rose to prominence through radio broadcasts in Swat, demanding the imposition of Islamic law, earning him the nickname Mullah Radio. His radio talks also aired the grievances of many in the Northwest against the government, such as its slow-moving justice system. He also reached out to women, promising to address their complaints about not getting a fair share of their inheritance. Fazlullah's brutality often included public beheadings, often of police officers. A U.S. drone strike in northeastern Kunar province killed Pakistan Taliban chief Mullah Fazlullah, the insurgent leader who ordered the assassination of Nobel Peace Prize winner Malala Yousafzai, according to an Afghan Defense Ministry spokesman. According to U.S. forces Afghanistan, the U.S. carried out a counter-terrorism strike in the border region between Afghanistan and Pakistan, targeting a senior leader of a designated terrorist organization. The attack took place near the border in Marawara district. Yousafzai survived the assassination attempt in 2012. Fazlullah had ordered her killing for promoting girls' education. Yousafzai returned to her hometown earlier this year, opening a school funded by a charity she established to promote girls' education globally. She has often said that Fazlullah's attempt to silence her backfired, and instead, he amplified her voice around the world. A ruthless leader, Fazlullah ordered the bombing and beheadings of dozens of opponents when his band of insurgents controlled Pakistan's Swat Valley from 2007 until a massive military operation routed them in 2009. Fazlullah rose to prominence through radio broadcasts in Swat, demanding the imposition of Islamic law. His radio talks also aired the grievances of many in the Northwest against the government, such as its slow-moving justice system. He also reached out to women, promising to address their complaints about not getting a fair share of their inheritance. Fazlullah's brutality often included public beheadings, often of police officers.
Well, I don't normally agree with killing of people who have radio shows. There is no doubt that this jerk was pure evil. I'm proud that we took him out.
The Army is fast-tracking an emerging program to engineer a longer-range artillery cannon, able to outrange enemy ground forces by hitting targets at more than twice the distance of existing artillery. The service is now prototyping an extended-range cannon artillery weapon with a larger caliber tube and new grooves to hang weights for gravity adjustments to the weapon, which is a modified M777A2 mobile howitzer. Existing 155mm artillery rounds, fired with precision from mobile and self-propelled howitzer platforms, have a maximum range of about 30 kilometers. The new weapon is designed to hit ranges greater than 70 kilometers, according to Army developers. When you're talking about doubling the range, you need a longer tube and a larger caliber. We will blend this munition with a howitzer and extend the range. We are upgrading the breech and metallurgy of the tube, changing the hydraulics to handle increased pressure, and using a new ramjet projectile, kind of like a rocket. The modification adds 1,000 pounds to the overall weight of the weapon, and an additional 6 feet of cannon tube. The new systems also use a redesigned cab, new breech design, and new muzzle brake.
As a former infantryman, I feel anything that adds range to our artillery is a good deal, as long as it also has good accuracy. I'm glad our Army is working on this.
Researchers at MIT trained artificial intelligence to analyze radio signals that bounce off human bodies to create a dynamic stick figure that mimics a person's actions. The so-called neural network can sense people's postures and movement, even from the outside of a building or room. MIT says the technology can be embedded into a wireless device, which would theoretically allow soldiers to hook it up to their combat gear, like helmets and night vision goggles.
This kind of high technology could keep our troops safer in combat situations. I hope this stuff works out and we get it soon. And that's the news. This is Colonel Danny Gillum. Coming up on Front Lines of Freedom, I'll share comments by the Colonel, indeed why I think the peace deal will work. Then we'll learn about songs and stories for soldiers with Dan Perkins. At ease, troops, take a break. All of us are trying to live the great American dream, but now you can wear it too. LuLaRoe's new American Dreams collection captures the nostalgic spirit of the 60s and the 70s with clothing inspired by family, love, and freedom. And with 20 styles for men, women, tweens, and kids, there are enough stars and stripes for the whole family. Get decked out for the 4th by going to LuLaRoe.com, follow LuLaRoe on Instagram and Facebook, and the hashtag LuLaRoe American Dreams.
This is Marine Vet Skip Coriel with your home defense tip of the week. In the wake of the recent school mass shootings, what should you tell your children? First and foremost is to give them permission to fight back. If they cower beneath a desk and wait their turn for execution, you'll never see them again. Teach your children to live with a warrior mindset and always fight to save their lives. This is just one more way to keep your family safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit homedefenseshow.com.
Smart home technology? Meet beautiful window coverings with Smart Shades by Budget Blinds and Lutron. Easy and affordable automated shades that open and close at the touch of a button. Budget Blinds is North America's number one provider of custom window coverings, and Lutron is the most established name in smart home technology. So now, you get the best in both fashion and function with our beautifully styled Smart Shades. We're your local experts, and we do it all for you. You just sit back and enjoy the seamless functionality of smart home automation to program and control your shades. Get style and service for every budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free smart home consultation. Call now to get a free smart lighting control bundle with your smart shade purchase. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum. It is 20 minutes after the hour, and you are in formation and listening to the Front Lines of Freedom all across America. A Front Lines of Freedom salute to one of our show's sponsors, Honor and Remember. Our nation must never forget those who paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. This is the mission of Honor and Remember, a nonprofit based in Virginia, with support from their national sponsor, Spartan Nash, the leading distributor to U.S. commissaries and fifth largest food distributor. Learn more about how you continue the mission at honorandremember.org. Now it's time for comments by the Colonel. To make an understatement, a lot has happened in Korea this year. The Olympic events in South Korea seem to open a door that has ultimately led to a meeting between dictator Kim and our president. While we must watch and wait to see if Kim really does denuclearize his nation as promised, it does look like he means it. And yes, President Trump is correct in refusing to be satisfied with anything short of total, verifiable denuclearization. While I've never been stationed in or visited Korea, I know a large number of soldiers who have. The Demilitarized Zone, or DMZ, is a game preserve of sorts. Lots of animals live there because no people or buildings are there. The DMZ is also the home to about 1 million landmines. I think dealing with the DMZ will be the least of the issues as the talks proceed. South Korea has the 11th largest economy in the world, and North Korea lives in almost total poverty. The ruling class isn't, of course. I have been told by those who have been there that you can't hear birds chirping in North Korea
because the people kill and eat the birds as fast as they can find them. One can see why the North Korean people would appreciate a change, any change. But why do I think the denuclearization plan will work this time when Kim's predecessors have promised and lied about it so many times? Well, let me tell you a story. A true story, but one that has received very little publicity. In 1933, a young girl named Ruth Bell was sent by her Presbyterian missionary parents to a boarding school in Pyongyang that is now the capital of North Korea, that was run by an elder in the Presbyterian Church whose grandson was Kim Il-sung, who became the first supreme leader of North Korea from its establishment in 1948 until his death in 1994. Ruth Bell became the wife of the most influential Christian evangelist in the world, Billy Graham, both of whom are credited with having convinced Supreme Leader Kim Il-sung to enshrine in the Constitution of North Korea the freedom of religion principle. And, after the end of the Cold War, saw Reverend Graham and Ruth in 1992 becoming the first international religious figures ever allowed in North Korea. To better understand the powerful influence the Grahams had on North Korea, you have to go back to 1974 when Billy Graham founded what is known as the Lausanne Movement in Lausanne, Switzerland, and whose covenant introduces itself as being, quote, "We, members of the Church of Jesus Christ from the more than 150 nations, participants in the International Congress on World Evangelism at Lausanne, praise God for His great salvation and rejoice in the fellowship He has given us with Himself and each other," end quote. Now, there's nothing blunt about that. They are 100% evangelical Christians, and even Kim Il-sung knew it. One of the literally thousands of Christian evangelical organizations around the world funded by the Lausanne Movement is the Liebfeld-Steinhold School located near Bern, Switzerland. And shortly after Reverend Graham met with Supreme Leader Kim Il-sung, Kim sent his young grandson, Kim Song-un, there, where he spent nearly 4 years without even his teachers knowing his real identity. In November 2011, Kim Jong-un was thrust from obscurity into the world stage after the death of his father, Kim Jong-il, as he became the nominal leader of North Korea. But he didn't get full and total control of his nation until June 2016, when he became the head of state. Kim Jong-un's rise to power in North Korea, however, took a bloody course as he sought to rid North Korea of what he called subversive Chinese elements, attempting to overthrow him and place in power his older brother, Kim Jong-nam, who North Korea's old guard military and political leaders regarded as the true heir. And that saw Kim appeal directly to Russian President Putin, who quickly responded by surrounding Kim with some of Russia's most experienced and feared special operations protectors. While being protected by the Russian special forces operatives, Kim Jong-un was able to eliminate over 300 of the old guard Chinese elements arrayed around him, and of course, his rival for power, his older brother Kim Jong-nam, who, while under Chinese protection, was assassinated. I'm not sure why the older brother wasn't named the new leader by his father. Obviously, lots of politics and bloodshed are part of this culture. Though revered as a godlike figure in North Korea, Kim Jong-un just weeks ago apparently revealed his secret Christian feelings by releasing to his people an astonishing video showing him with tears streaming down his cheeks for the future that he wants for his nation, and, as one source describes, tears trickle down the cheeks of North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un as he gazes toward the horizon while standing on a coastline. The scene is from a documentary for party officials where a narrator explains that Kim is distraught over his inability to radically overhaul the economy to make the reclusive country a vibrant power. Kim's show of weakness shocked North Koreans, who are told to worship the Kim family as gods. But this documentary sends a message to party officials that they have no option but to follow Kim's lead as North Korea prepares to stop nuclear testing and focus on economic development. Responding in kind to Kim's stunning video revealing his apparent Christian love for his people and nation, President Trump, at their summit, presented to Kim another video showing how bright and prosperous North Korea can actually become. And that globally renowned American author and commentator Scott Adams said, quote, "might be the best thing anybody ever did in negotiation," end quote. Moving swiftly to aid Kim and the people of North Korea, President Trump enlisted the help of Reverend Franklin Graham, the son of Billy Graham, who has made four humanitarian trips to North Korea while leading his ministry, which is called Samaritan's Purse, in a variety of campaigns to help the North Korean people, and Graham recently stated, quote, "The North Koreans have been wanting to talk to the Americans for a long time, and this is the first administration they've been able to talk directly with. North Koreans just want to be shown respect, and other administrations brushed them off like they were nothing," end quote. Well, working with Reverend Franklin Graham's global charity, Samaritan's Purse, to aid North Korea is David Beasley, the executive director of the UN World Food Program, who President Trump appointed to this office and then ordered to travel to North Korea, with Beasley reporting back to Trump that he was not only given unrestricted access to go anywhere in North Korea he wanted, but also encountered a sense of optimism that he is sure would be appreciated by the world community in providing more funding to help feed the country's children. And he further declared, quote, "I do believe everyone wants to open a new chapter in world history, turn the page, and look on a brighter future. My thoughts are, let's not throw cold water on that. Let's try to keep momentum going," end quote. Now, I know it's wildly politically incorrect to even suggest that God could play a role in anything important like this, but that just might be happening. Kim does know that his nation's people are starving while his southern neighbors are prospering. He does have a perspective that none of his predecessors had, that he got from his 4 years at a Christian school in Switzerland. Of course, he's also a product of his home culture, and who cannot like being an absolute dictator? Bottom line, it appears that President Trump team did a great job of studying and analyzing who Kim is and what he values. Then Trump, who even his enemies admit is a master negotiator, made some offers that Kim could have declined but reasonably decided to accept. Yes, we have to wait to see that everything Kim promised will actually happen, but I do expect that we will see North Korea denuclearize and modernize and become a member of the family of nations. One big question is how China will deal with this. North Korea has been their tool for keeping the world alarmed for decades. Well, that's a totally other issue and not one for today. And those are my comments. Straight ahead on Frontlines of Freedom, we'll hear about songs and stories for soldiers with Dan Perkins. Then we'll talk patriotic clothing with Mark Stidham. All this is coming up. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. You are standing tall with Frontlines of Freedom. I'll be right back. Troops, we're doing pull-ups. Let's do 25, then stand at ease. As the leading distributor of grocery products to U.S. commissaries around the world, Spartan Nash and its MDV division are committed to supporting our military heroes and celebrating our nation's history and heritage.
In many of the communities we serve, Spartan Ash is proud to sponsor 4th of July festivities. From parades to fireworks celebrations, we love building relationships in our local communities. Have a safe and happy 4th of July.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
USA Radio News.
Today, the Supreme Court ruled that President Trump's travel ban is both legal and constitutional. The 5-4 decision recognizes that President Trump has broad powers to block foreigners from entering the United States. Former Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz on what this means.
I think it'll give the president more authority to go after certain countries where we can't vet people. Remember, we got people coming from all over the world, and they need to be able to be there on the ground and vet these people before they come in. Some of them are going to take 60 or 90 days, which the president was asking for. But somehow the Democrats were fighting against that and filing suits, and you had some rogue judges going the wrong direction. But this will help clarify.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. And finally, voters in 5 states will head to the polls today, including Oklahomans, who will be voting on whether to legalize medical marijuana. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, Dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Troops, welcome back to the nation's largest military veteran talk radio show, Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Troops, do send me your comments and questions. Email me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. Now it's time to meet Dan Perkins. He and his wife, Jerry, founded Songs and Stories for Soldiers. That sounds interesting, but wait till you hear the whole story. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom, Dan.
Thank you, Danny, for having me.
Dan, tell us your story. What's your military background and why the interest? How did all this start?
Well, there's a big difference. I was an infantry grunt working as a reservist in the 37th Infantry Division in Ohio, radio operator, worked in a brigade headquarters, and that was obviously when I was quite young. Finished my 6 years of service and then kind of lost touch with that military connection. Later on, I got older, I got involved with Folds of Honor at the golf courses that I used to belong to and trying to get them to raise money. Was involved in Fisher House and some other things. And I became an author, writing books on radical Islamic terrorism against the United States and also children's books. Finished my third book, which is being printed right now. And about 4 years ago, friends of ours, of my book PR person, said, they had a friend in Miami Beach who had started a number of years ago a foundation called Wounded Warriors. Now, they'd heard about my very unusual book signing, and so they invited me to come over and see them and talk to them about working together, because I try and work with a nonprofit when I do a book signing, help raise money for their foundation. I said, thrilled. So I got them in my car on a Tuesday morning at 9:30, and the way you get from the West Coast to the East Coast in the southern part of the state is Alligator Alley. And about 10:30, I was on the side of the road. Car had quit, no cell service. My heart was racing. I couldn't see, cold sweat. And I figured, my turn to go. I was a little disappointed because I thought I was, so I had something to do. And about 15 minutes later, everything went away. The car started, the cell phone worked, heart palpitations were gone. But I was left with a message in my brain. And the message was from the Lord. And he said, I need you to take care of my veterans. And I want you to start a foundation called Songs and Stories for Soldiers. Very simplistic message. I'd never started a nonprofit before. But the message about Songs and Stories for Soldiers is exactly what we do. We provide songs and stories for soldiers. I won't bore you with all the details and all the trials and tribulations we went to get the foundation established, because that's not important. What's important is that we're working in over 100 facilities across the United States, both veterans facilities, active duty facilities, and veteran service organizations. We have over 100 of those facilities. We have given away 15,000 of our MP3 players, And we started off on the mission of working with veterans who were in physical facilities, working with chemotherapy and kidney dialysis. And that quickly moved to post-traumatic stress disorders, traumatic brain injury, sleep deprivation, suicide prevention, and then most recently has morphed into, in addition, we have three pilots going on right now dealing with end-of-life hospice care. And so our name says exactly what we do. We give the soldier an MP3 player that has two novels, audiobooks, and one custom-designed 8-hour sleep audio designed to get the soldier to REM-level sleep. It's backed up by a website called songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us, which has 3 million songs, over 100,000 audiobooks, 30,000 old-time radio shows, and three more 8-hour additional sleep audio programs, which is all available to the veterans for free.
Wow, that's incredible, particularly how it started. You know, I'm a Christian, and I pray and I believe God talks to me sometimes. But on rare occasion, I know he's talking to me. And
right.
It sounds like you had one of those "I know he's talking" events.
Yeah, I tell people, because people are amazed at how this foundation began. I said, you know, one of the things that side of the road experience at Alligator Alley opened my brain to listen more to what the Lord has to say. I've become a prolific writer. I write for probably 12 to 13 different blogs, some of the biggest in the country. I do 40 to 60 interviews a month, radio and television. And I believe that the Lord is guiding me for the messages that he wants me to send out to the world. I just last night was on a regular on China Global Network Television, which goes into 117 nations with 70 million viewers. So I am on, it seems like I've been on every week for a while, but usually one or two times a month. So, but I keep talking about the things that I hear that the Lord wants me to talk about.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum on Front Lines of Freedom. We're discussing songs and stories for soldiers with Dan Perkins. So the books, I presume you've got a lot more books that they can listen to than books you've written. Where do they come from? Where do you get all the books?
The books, the music, and the radio shows were all donated. And I started putting together the various networks. And when I would call them and introduce myself, and what I was trying to do, and I told them that we were never going to charge for a download. And they said, as long as you don't charge for a download, we will give you access to our files for free. If you're giving it to the veterans, let them download it on any MP3 device, whether it's the one you give them or their phone or whatever, which we do. And so there are series like the 3 Million Songs is one particular company that has a huge collection of like 15 different varieties of music. So whether you're a World War II veteran or a Gulf War veteran, you'll find music there that you can play. And the audiobooks are a combination of a couple of digital libraries. What's interesting about the audiobooks is, to me, is that a lot of the books are classics that were never recorded in an audiobook form. And there are volunteers who work with these various library foundations who record the books and make them available. The radio, which I love, and as I've traveled around the country and we talk about that, the number one question I get from all the white veterans is, do you have Amos and Andy? And every episode. I mean, you name it, if you grew up with it, from the late 30s to the early 60s, it's available. And there, that's a compilation of several different sources that work together with us. But when they heard the story, they all said, we're in, whatever we can do. And so they gave us all of that content.
Wow. That's amazing. And did the same thing happen with music and everything else?
Yes. We get everything because we sign an agreement with them that we will not charge for any of their content on our system. And we never have and never will. So the fact that we are giving it away to the veterans, which is the purpose of our foundation, the content providers have said, then we'll give it to you for free.
That's a pretty good deal, since your goal is to give it away and their only condition
right.
is that you give it away. Pretty
mm-hmm.
easy to meet, isn't it?
And absolutely. Interestingly enough, we're at Walter Reed, in several different parts of Walter Reed. We're at Brooke Army, which is the burn hospital for the Department of Defense, and we're in many, many departments there. But what we found as we've talked to the veterans' hospitals who've had it for a while, About 75% of the veterans listen to the music more than anything else. And about 10 to 12% each use the audiobooks and also radio shows. But what's interesting about the old-time radio shows is the World War II and the Korean War veterans use it. But what we're hearing is that the Gulf War veterans, who never heard of this kind of radio before, are fascinated at what it was like in the 30s to the 60s of American radio. And so they love the old-time, you know, the Little Ranger and the Green Hornet and Boston Blackie and Amos and Andy and Gene Autry and Roy Rogers. They're fascinated with that because they're great stories. Give you an example, at the VA hospital in Cincinnati, one of our first openings, we went to the kidney dialysis center. And if you've ever seen a kidney dialysis chair set up, it's just amazing. And they all have television screens. And everyone I went to, they were all turned away. And I asked, well, why aren't you using the television screen? And they said, there's not really much there that we'd like to see. But when they heard about the massive amount of content and that they could download whatever they wanted, and when they're done with it, erase it and reload it, they were really excited about and everything we get feedback is that they love the music 75% of the time because sleep deprivation is a huge problem for a lot of people, but especially the military, too.
And that's where we're going to pick up when we come back, because there's a lot more to talk about this, and Dan is going to stay with us. This is Colonel Danny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. Troops, it's push-up time. I want you to do 103 push-ups. That's how many I do every day. Then take a break, but stay in the area. We'll be right back. United American Patriots defends U.S. service members who are wrongfully accused of a crime in combat. This includes providing resources for legal representation during investigations, court-martials, the funding of experts, post-trial clemency and hearings, appeals, providing stipends during incarceration, funding family member travel, and facilitating reintegration into civilian society upon release from incarceration. Check UnitedPatriots.org.
Well, here we are again, and I gotta tell you, Jim, this match has me really concerned.
Here we have a powerful heavyweight, a train, weighing in at 6,000 tons. And this hasty, lightweight challenger, a car, at just 1.5 tons.
This does not bode well for the car, or the people in it.
It's no contest. Every day, people are injured or killed trying to beat a train at rail crossings. See tracks, think train.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big Z coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent. If you are a spouse or a USAA member, you can get a reward of between $350 and $6,000 when you buy or sell your next home. This also applies to the children and grandchildren of current USAA members. Call Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker to learn more. He can be reached at 908-238-0118. That's 908-238-0118.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum. This is the final formation for this hour on Front Lines of Freedom. We're continuing our conversation with Dan Perkins about songs and stories for soldiers. So I totally understand the sleep deprivation issue, and I would love to have access to the songs from the 40s and 50s and 60s and stuff like that. I was in high school in the 50s and college in the 60s, and when I teach, as I do part-time, I play those songs for my students because I say, I have to listen to your songs while I'm walking down the hall. You come in my classroom, you listen to my songs. But I need a quicker source, so Dan, you're going to help me harass my students even more.
And the beauty of our program is that you don't have to have our MP3 player to access the content. As a veteran, you simply go to the website, you register, you'll get back a note that you've been registered, and sometimes it winds up in your spam, so you need to check your spam mail. And then you go on, and you can go shop through all of the stuff that's there, download it on your MP3 or your computer, play it back through your computer systems as an MP3 file. Some of the people who like the books will download in the MP3 player is a SD card that has about 8 gigabytes of storage. So there's lots of space on it. And what they'll do is they'll take, in the package you get the player, and 8 gigabytes of storage, a USB cable, a charger, a set of headphones, and you get a flash memory stick. So you can physically take the SD card out of the player, and put it in the flash memory stick, and take it with you, put it in your car, and listen to a book or music or whatever you want to. I don't advise listening to the sleep music while you're driving in your car, but you can download it and take it with you or put it in a different device. Some people, instead of using our player, will just keep the flash memory stick, and they'll have some kind of a sound system in their bedroom, and they'll play for them and for their wife. But the important thing here is that sleep deprivation is part of a chain. The first part of the chain is generally post-traumatic stress disorder, which disrupts your life and your thought processes and creates the opportunity for sleep deprivation. So PTSD can morph into sleep deprivation, which then morphs into bad decisions. And that's where the problem of suicide comes in, is that if we're so exhausted and we're making bad decisions, sometimes we'll also make bad decisions about ending our life. And what we know from a recent study that came out from the VA, of the 22 or so that are reported, but many of us in this business think there are more than 22 veterans who commit suicide a day. But if we just take the VA number, the VA says of the 22 that commit suicide, 14 of them have never been treated by a VA facility.
You know, that's horrible, but I believe it. I believe it totally. I've heard it too many times.
Right. So, and the other thing that about the suicide, which is very important, is understanding that there is a huge difference in the suicide rates between the sexes. The suicide rate for male veterans is about 4 times the suicide rate of civilians. However, the suicide rate for female veterans is 12 times the suicide rate for their sisters in the civilian population, 12 times.
It spells out very clearly the need, a place for focus, and it sounds like what you're offering is at least part of a solution for some people, at least, maybe part of one for something else. The price to the veterans is the right price, isn't it? It's free.
Yeah, nothing. It's free. And we've had veterans. I had a veteran not too long ago who we gave him an MP3 player over a year ago. And he said, Mr. Perkins, I just wore it out. I said, well, I'll give you another one. We had a gentleman, we're working with a veteran service organization in Baltimore called the Baltimore Station Project. And it's primarily for homeless veterans. They converted 2 firehouses into shelters. And that we did about a couple of years ago, and I was back seeing them just as a follow-up visit because we've been supplying them to players every year. And I went back about 6 months later, and I was stopped on the street by a young man. He said, Mr. Perkins, I just wanted to say to you that when you came here the first time, I was fortunate to be one of those people who got one of your players. And I've been fighting PTSD. I'm a Vietnam War veteran, and I've tried everything legal and illegal. And I have a real sleep problem. And he says, I don't sleep every night with your player, but I get more good night's sleep than I can ever remember. And that's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about. This is Colonel Danny Gillum on Front Lines of Freedom. We're discussing songs and stories for soldiers with Dan Perkins. Dan, obviously the one thing you do have to buy and give away is MP3 players. How do you get them? Where do you get them? How do they get paid for?
Well, we get donations from individuals and groups. It costs us about $10 to put the package together, including shipping, to get it to veterans. And we work with veteran service organizations like MOA, Military Officers, and Salvation Army, and Disabled Veterans of America, and the American Legion. They become distribution points for us so that we'll set up a group. We just started a new project. There's an organization called Honor Flight. I don't know whether you're familiar with them or not.
Very much so. They're great people.
Yes, and so we started working with them and talking to them about our program. The first honor flight that we participated in was here in Fort Myers about 5 weeks ago, and there were 72 veterans, and we gave every one of those an MP3 player when they came back from their trip. I was up in Clearwater, St. Pete 2 weeks ago, and there were 75 veterans, and I met each one of those and gave them a player and shook their hands, and the reaction has just been phenomenal. So they've invited us to work on two more honor flights in September and October, and we're trying to expand the opportunity. But there are three trustees for the foundation. We take no compensation. We pay our own expenses. So 100% of the money that we get as donations goes directly to buy the MP3 players for the veterans. And it costs us, as I said, about $10 to acquire it and distribute it. So on our website, songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us, is a donate button. If you're so inclined, go there and give us a donation, whatever you can. And we'll continue to look for more money to help more and more veterans.
So songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us is the website.
Yes, sir.
To donate, right. To learn more,
mm-hmm.
Even to plug in as a veteran?
Yes, sir. That's where you go.
That's awfully simple. Dan, can't you make it harder?
No. Like I said earlier, I was an Army grunt, you know, infantry guy, not an officer. So it'd make it simple for us. So there's a tremendous amount of content on the website that the public can see that are helping them understand PTSD, and there's surveys, and there's locations of all the places we are. Not 100%, but most of the locations that we are, it's getting to be a little overwhelming to take up valuable spaces to put a picture of a facility. So we're trying to work out another way. But we give the latest research and the latest information we can on PTSD and suicide prevention and sleep deprivation. So it's an educational site. And we split it into two pieces. One side is for the public and the other side is for the veteran. We get about 30-some thousand hits a month on the website. So we know we're doing something right, and we just like to figure out a way that we can expand it in more and more states with more and more corporations being involved to help us treat our veterans with respect.
Dan, thank you. That is awesome. Listeners, you heard him. Songsandstoriesforsoldier.us to learn more, to donate. And if you know companies that want to support, pretty easy to get there. Let's support this great outfit. Dan, thank you for taking time to join us today. Thank you for your service to our nation, but thank you for what you're doing now. God bless you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me on. I really enjoyed it.
Here's our Stand Tall Troop report. This is when we find an outstanding performance of duty and we're privileged to honor this fine troop. While many have reached for the stars, a physician who calls Brooke Army Medical Center home is aiming to be the first Army doc in space. NASA announced in May that Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Andrew Morgan, a NASA astronaut and emergency physician, has been assigned to Expedition 6061, which is set to launch to the International Space Station in July of 2019. When I fly in space, I'll be taking Army history, military medicine, and the whole support community with me. I'm hugely honored to represent all of that, he said. Morgan became the first Army Medical Corps officer selected for an astronaut after an arduous selection process in 2013. After 5 years of training, the officer will make his first voyage to the space station next year on a Russian Soyuz rocket and spacecraft alongside an Italian astronaut and a Russian cosmonaut. Once on board the ISS, he'll join American astronaut Christina Koch and her Russian cosmonaut crewmate, who will launch to the ISS in April 2019. While inspired by space, Morgan's exposure to the military as an Air Force brat tipped him in other directions. He decided to pursue an Army career and earned his bachelor's degree in environmental engineering at West Point, followed by a doctorate of medicine from the Uniformed Services University of Health Sciences. Morgan served in the Joint Special Operations Command at Fort Bragg when he went on to become a battalion surgeon for the 1st Battalion, 3rd Special Forces Group. In 2011, Morgan saw an announcement that NASA was selecting another astronaut class. Quote, I'd always been interested in space exploration, but figured I didn't have the right background, he said, but I decided to give it a shot anyway. The selection involved a relocation to Johnson Space Center in Houston, where Morgan was slated to start the 2-year astronaut candidate training program in July of 2013. Once his wife and 4 kids were settled in, he began to search for a hospital where he could maintain his medical credentials. Brooke Army Medical Center welcomed him to the staff. He said, it was incredibly important to me that I maintain my credentials and my military readiness. It's a huge treat for me to make periodic visits to Brooke Army and interact with the residents, service members, patients, military retirees, and combat veterans. Fort Sam Houston is the home of the military medicine, so it feels like home to me. Morgan cites his military experience and training as the keys to his success. Quote, at the Corps, I was selected as an astronaut because they saw a unique set of skills. Everything I brought to the table was given to me by the Army, my undergraduate and graduate education, residency, and operational experience. So stand tall, Dr. Morgan. Frontlines of Freedom and all of our nation's patriots salute you. This concludes the first hour of the show. We'll start the second hour meeting Mark Sidham, and we'll hear about his wonderful patriotic clothing. Then Samantha Rose will report on a recent convention of military veteran college students. And China expert Steve Mosher will offer his analysis of the situation in Korea. Of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and our Armed America report. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. Troops, it's spring. Go out and run a couple of miles of wind sprints, then grab some protein and rehydrate with water. And finally, put a big smile on your proud-to-be-an-American face and send me your thoughts by email or on Facebook.
Sergeant Dale Beatty was wounded by a roadside bomb.
Colonists, Swift 1-2 is en route with urgent HVAC to Mercy. ETA approximately 35 minutes. How copy?
Now begins the most important journey of his life.
Roger, Swift 1-2.
From the battlefield to home. Home to some very good medicine. His family's love. They'll be staying together at one of the many Fisher houses to help Dale get better and return to his life. Fisher House Foundation provides comfortable housing and other services to the families of wounded warriors and veterans while they receive care at military and VA hospitals. Fisher House is among the highest rated charities, with 95% of donations going to help our military families in their time of greatest need. Remember those who serve and sacrifice. Consider a tax-deductible gift to Fisher House. Fisher House, because a family's love is good medicine. Go to fisherhouse.org for more information.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Today, by a 5-4 margin, the Supreme Court of the United States upheld President Trump's travel ban. The president reacted to the ruling.
We have to be tough and we have to be safe and we have to be secure. At a minimum, we have to make sure that we vet people coming into the country. We know who's coming in. We know where they're coming from. We just have to know who's coming here.
Also at that cabinet meeting, the president discussed NAFTA and Mexico.
We can't allow Mexico to have a NAFTA deal that gives them over $100 billion. And I call it profit. You know, you can divide that up any way you want to do it. I call it profit. We can't allow Mexico to take $100 billion. We can't give China anywhere from $375 to $100 to $500.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
New home sales are up, according to the government. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The Commerce Department says new home sales did jump 6.7% last month, selling at a seasonably adjusted rate of 689,000. Now, that's the highest level since last November. Sales in the South responsible for a bulk of those transactions, as sales actually dropped in the Northeast and in the West. Experts say although sales growth is strong, construction is still running below historic averages. Roughly 2.7 homes are being built for every 1,000 Americans. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Judicial Watch filed an ethics complaint against Representative Maxine Waters for inciting violence and assault among the Trump cabinet. Waters did try to backtrack on some of her comments.
I believe in peaceful protest. It is guaranteed to you in a democracy. I have no way of telling people how to protest, what they should protest.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.